Darren Kroenke says the brother town have been in the state since the 1830s and applied for recognition decades ago. He says federal investigators have visited in the last few months to look over documents supporting their case. He says tribal leaders think this is the closest they've come to winning recognition. Kroenke says the Office of Federal Acknowledgement first said it announced its decision June 23rd, but then pushed it back a month.
That's a positive in my opinion, because I believe that if this preliminary decision was going to be negative, and obviously it remains to be seen yet, it probably would have just been handed down according to the original schedule without any more much ado.
There are about 300 other tribes seeking federal recognition. The status allows them to get money and support through government programs such as Indian Health Services. Kroenke says that would help the brother town's 3,400 members. He says several local tribes have written him to show support and to welcome them if they get recognition.
Including Stockbridge, Muncie, Oneida, the Menominee Nations. You always have political issues that come into play, like gaming. I mean, that's obviously a big issue for a lot of the tribes. And from our perspective, being a smaller community, not really posing, in my opinion, any threat to any of the other communities, I think it's more an act of historical justice in terms of reinstating our recognition.
The State Department of Administration says no one can comment yet on what happens on the state level should the brother town win federal recognition. The tribe owns less than an acre near Lake Winnebago. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.